Morning, everyone. We're going to get started here at 9:01 a.m. Let's get started with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, I'd also like to start with a moment of silence. It's been a very tough last week or so. A moment of silence for the victims of the horrible violence in Florida, and then we'll have some things to say afterward. All right, thank you all. Dr. Salmon.
Thank you, President Eric. I have a statement that I want to read, and I will, since we don't seem to have press here, I will make it available to the press this afternoon. The horrific events of February 14th at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, have impacted each and every one of us across the country. Our prayers and support are extended to the students, families, school system, and the community in the wake of this tragic loss of precious lives. I want to reiterate that student safety is my priority and the priority of this state board. We are fortunate in Maryland to have the Maryland Center for School Safety, a legislated body. Making sure my mic is on.
You sound
is it
good.
On? Yep. Oh, sorry. Okay. We are fortunate in Maryland to have the Maryland Center for School Safety, which is a legislative body whose executive director and governing board stands ready and is committed to work with all of our public school districts, private and public schools, law enforcement agencies, fire and rescue, school administrators, school staff, parents, and governmental officials to ensure all schools in Maryland remain safe and supportive learning environments. I serve as the chair of the Maryland Center for Safety Governing Board, and last week called an emergency meeting to discuss and review the current school safety practices. That meeting took place yesterday. Much was discussed by the board, including currently scheduled trainings, and we have a myriad of trainings that are scheduled across the state. I'm not going to read them all, but there's a page and a half of them that I will also make available to the press. We also discussed the importance of emergency preparedness drills and also the need to focus on mental health supports for our students and staff. The center discussed the need for a statewide school safety meeting in Annapolis to go over the key elements of school safety and responses to an active shooter. This training will be held on March 22nd and will consist of a team from each local school system to include the school safety security director, central office, school mental health representatives, local law enforcement, fire and rescue, and emergency management. It should also be noted that weekly calls are facilitated by the executive director of the Maryland Center for School Safety, Ed Clark. Yesterday, this call included many members of our governing board who were able to hear from 20 of the 24 local school systems, as well as many private schools, security personnel, as they shared their current safety issues and best practices. This is a very valuable and essential network of safety experts. As I said last week in my statement, we must not only focus on improving safety and security in our schools, we must leverage local and state resources to intervene early, as well as to provide supports and counseling to troubled students. We must implement and improve threat assessment procedures that include teams that rely on experts in counseling, school administration, instruction, and law enforcement. The Maryland Center for School Safety, the State Board of Education, and myself are placing the highest urgency on actions to improve school safety. Our students are counting on us. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Salmon. Okay, we have a couple members from MABE here. I just want to recognize Charles McDaniels is here. Welcome. I think Martha James Hassan is here as well. Anyone else? Well, thank you to our friends from MABE. Dr. Salmon, any superintendents?
Yes, we have Dr. Terry Alban, who is in the audience.
Thank you
for being here. And, of course, Renee Spence, Executive Director of PSAM.